from KQED.
It's ironic that a state with so much wealth and agricultural bounty as California also has so much hunger. For that reason, a new calculation of census data this week was almost shocking. It found that nearly a quarter of Californians live in poverty, by far the highest rate of any state. That comes as no surprise to food banks. They're full of people in need, even in places you might not expect. Reporter Rachel Dornhelm caught up with one resident in the Marin County city of Fairfax to learn more.
Just down the street from Tony Cafe's serving weekend brunch, about a dozen people are setting up tables in a church courtyard. Underneath red-tinged maple leaves, Mike Wilson describes food piled up on tables.
Tomatoes and more produce at the very back. Carrots, pasta, marinara sauce, and green beans there.
People are walking around, filling canvas bags and boxes with apples, squash, and pears. It looks like a farmer's market, but it's actually a food pantry stocked by the San Francisco and Marin Food Bank.
There are some agencies that will put a bag together and give you the bag. It's just a different approach here. Again, I think the idea behind the empowerment is just to try to help implement or preserve some dignity for people as well. Good morning. How you doing?
Hi. Wilson starts handing out the cartons of eggs from the table he is supervising. With every dozen, he throws in a smile and sometimes a recipe.
A quiche for dinner tomorrow, egg salad sandwich over the week. You're good to go.
It's not just poor folks here.
Fairfax contractor Brian Glenn is one of the people picking up food on this day.
If you look around, what you see here is the middle class trying to make ends meet. I'm a California contractor, and since 2008, there has been no work. So this really is helping our family get through the tough times.
Glenn says his son, also a contractor, moved back in with him. He'd never been to a food pantry before this one opened a year and a half ago.
Seriously, it really, really makes a difference. It makes it so I can afford to get gas so that I can go and pass out my pamphlets and create some more work. I try to not come here if I can because I know there are other people that are doing poorly as well. So if I have a job, then I don't come here. But it's been thin.
I heard similar stories from a nurse, a family subsisting on an hourly wage, a child care provider, and from volunteer Mike Wilson. So what are you doing now?
I'm getting my own groceries. We have our own family to provide for as well.
He takes stock of the bag he's packed up.
So I've got my pasta, I've got my eggs, a head of green cauliflower.
As we leave the food tables, Wilson invites me back to his home for dinner later in the week. He lives on the campus of the seminary he attends in Marin. He and his wife, Kathleen, left jobs in the Central Valley for this career change. Back at home, Mike Wilson chops the green cauliflower he got at the food bank. His wife says she's a more traditional cook.
He's more gourmet.
I'm a little more MacGyver.
While her husband cooks, Kathleen Wilson talks about how even careful financial planning for his career in the ministry couldn't keep up with the reality of their lives now.
It's just a little humbling, you know, to be on one end at one point in your life of donating all the time, and then at the other end where we could use some of that. We also, you know, we volunteer at the food bank, and that's very important to us. To be giving still.
She says the cost of living in Marin was much higher than they anticipated. The job she found is part-time. And unexpectedly, they became guardians of their granddaughter.
Receiving the food has been very helpful. It really does help supplement. You know, some of the things that we receive really carry us to the next week.
Soon, the unmistakable smell of sautéed chicken fills the room, and the couple calls their granddaughter to join them for dinner. Before they sit down, they join hands and say grace.
And as we enjoy blessings, let us be a blessing to others, whether it's a smile or a hug or simply opening a door, just a very basic act of kindness.
After the prayer, they dig into food and conversation. Kathleen Wilson says food is something many people take for granted. She says she did. And it's a revelation to come to a time in your life when you really are thankful that it's available. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Dornhelm.